Welcome to the Sean Morgan Report. I'm your host, Sean Morgan. We have a great show for you today here on AmericanMediaPeriscope.net. This show is every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, and it's also available on the website, on Roku, on Amazon Fire, on all types of different ways that you can watch, and you can even listen to it by podcast. If you want more information, go to AmericanMediaPeriscope.net or SeanMorganReport.com. And so today we're going to be talking about this new push by the deep state. They're really going hard on trying to get the unvaccinated to get the vax. They're trying to get everyone to wear a mask. They're talking about locking down our country again. The patriots won't stand for it. We're going to push back, but we're going to talk about what the strategy is on each side. We're going to talk to our friend Jim Cutler about this, but right after a word from our sponsors, Sovereign Advisors.
Hello, everyone. This is John Michael Chambers, the creator and founder of American Media Periscope. Family, finances, faith, and freedom are four things that most of us would do almost anything to protect. At American Media Periscope, we trust the team at Sovereign Advisors with financial advice. With over 27 years of experience, a team that believes in people over profit and shares our views that family, finances, faith, and freedom need to be protected, can help you protect your finances from erosion due to governmental policies that are out of our control. What is in our control? Our own decision to act or to not act. At American Media Periscope, we encourage you to act. Action changes things. Call Sovereign Advisors today, ask for Dr. Kirk Elliott, and start working with a team that will help you protect your retirement assets while sharing your desire to protect family, faith, and freedom. Call them today at 720-605-3900 and tell them John Michael Chambers sent you. Remember, freedom, it's up to us.
All right, we're going to get right into the breaking news here pretty soon. I just want to make a quick announcement that I'm going to go back to hosting a daily show on Monday here on American Media Periscope. It's called Making Sense of the Madness. I'm just temporarily hosting it because John Michael Chambers is taking a health break. So that's Monday through Thursday at 5:30 to 7 Eastern. And I do this weekly show, Sean Morgan Report, every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. And so after John is done with his health break, I'm going to be the co-host, but I'm still going to be doing those breaking news monologues Monday through Thursday. So tune in for that. Join the email list at SeanMorganReport.com to get the alerts, or you can go to SeanMorganReport.com just to get the links to all these different shows that I do. All right, so this is getting crazy here. Honestly, I didn't think the deep state would get this desperate to have to go to this point. But Biden is talking about mandating all federal workers to be vaccinated, except the 500,000 postal workers that belong to a labor union, and they're pushing back on this and saying they're not going to do it. He's saying we have a pandemic because of the unvaccinated, and they're sowing enormous confusion. And there's only one thing we know for sure. If those 100 million people got vaccinated, we'd be in a very different world. So get vaccinated. If you haven't, you're not nearly as smart as I said you were. And in fact, if in fact you're unvaccinated, you present a problem to yourself, your family, and to those with whom you work. And so, just that was Biden's, verbatim quotes there. But critics of this measure are arguing that the three COVID-19 vaccines are, they're not even fully approved by the FDA. And, they are under emergency use authorization. And that means that these manufacturers are not held liable for any injury, including death. So, and now they're talking about lockdowns, too. The Biden spokesperson says they don't rule out lockdowns and school closures. And Biden's saying, even if you're fully vaccinated, you could have the Delta variant in your system. So he's just pushing that fear. And the Los Angeles School District is requiring weekly COVID tests for students and staff, even if they're already vaccinated. So everyone's getting these, probably shoving those swabs deep up into their brain every couple of days here. And the Surgeon General is saying that vaccinated people need to wear masks to protect the unvaccinated people. So it's getting confusing to keep their story straight because, Biden was saying if you got a vaccination, then you didn't ever have to wear a mask. Now his own Surgeon General is going against that. And I had a person from Australia who listens to the show told me that the premier in New South Wales province has called out the Australian Army to start to enforce lockdown restrictions, which really scared them, made it kind of seem like, you know, in Germany in 1939. So that's Australia is more deep state, you know, compromised. And so they're more aggressive there. They don't have a lot of the constitutional protections that we have. And at least they're not following any that they do have. And so this gives us a little preview of what is coming next, because that deep state's going to try to do. They're trying to get, you know, fascist on us here. If people don't voluntarily comply, they're going to try to strong arm us. So that's why we need to push back. Q has mentioned so many times in different posts about how we need to get loud. We need to get heard. We need to demand that the, you know, these people who are doing these emergency type of authorizations, for example, governors and you know, other types of people who like Biden, who are making these demands on us, we need to demand their removal. So, you know, we need to push back. There is a religious exemption for this federal, you know, what's going on with the Veteran Affairs doing a vaccine requirement. There's a religious exemption for this new Biden executive order. So join my email list, you know, ask me for the exemption form, and I can send you the religious exemption form if you don't already have it. And now we're going to bring on Jim Cutler to talk about the strategy that the deep state has with this big push. Are they trying to distract us from these audit results? What do you think, Jim? Okay. Sure. Hi, Jim. Can you hear me? Yeah, he just called me, but because I'm in vMix, I couldn't answer the VoIP. I'm trying to text him. Okay.
Okay, Sean, I can see you. Does anybody have my eye on? Okay, good. No idea what happened. My image monitor went blank at some point, and I believe this was on my end, but I don't know how or why. I got some audio feedback on my phone, and then my picture went blank. So I don't know what I can do to mitigate that at this point, other than to continue on and hope it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I was basically asking for a very high level response from Jim about what the deep state strategy is here with the big push for vaccine, masks, and lockdowns. If they're trying to distract from the audits, or whether they have a specific game plan.
I heard that. Yep, and that's exactly. My image was lost before Sean asked me that question, but I heard everything. The audio was fine, so at this point, everything seems to be working normally again. And so, yeah, let's just pick it up with at that point, or however you want to cut in the edit. Okay, perfect. Let me know. Just give me a countdown. Yeah, this is actually kind of interesting and amusing all at the same time, Sean. What's really interesting to me is notice that Kamala Harris is nowhere to be seen. I can't remember the last time I heard anything from her or about her. And
no, we lost your audio, Jim.
Testing 1, 2. Okay. Yeah, I rebooted my computer just to try that. Understood. So here's my thought on that, Sean, which I find this whole thing somewhat amusing. Right now, Biden is doing all the talking. You know, his face is what's being shown. We don't see Kamala Harris talking. We don't see anybody else talking. It's all coming from Biden. At the same time, we're also hearing that Biden's own physician and the former presidential physician are all talking about, the 25th Amendment. They're all talking about Biden losing his marbles. They're all making waves around that issue. So I see this as a very interesting point in this whole saga where they're pushing this all on Biden and setting him up for the fall, because in the greater scheme of things, and again, you know, we've talked about this before, the things that Q has said in the past, which are now coming true, the fact that Trump is out there doing a lot of talking, doing a lot of messaging. The Republican caucuses, the Freedom Caucus, they're out front. They're visible. They're talking up that they're not going to go for this fine for not wearing a mask, you know, in the Senate or the House chambers. So it seems to me that, again, this is so much opinion. I don't think any of this is going to happen. I think they're really in a corner and they're just trying to pull as many things as they can and nothing is working. And so, you know, when you look at the information coming out of Australia, yes, they're all deep state over there. Yes, they're all following their game plan and just trying to scare the hell out of people and get as many to take the vaccination right now, immediately as possible. But of course, you know, anybody who's listening to the Republican side is getting a very strong anti-message from that. Look at what DeSantis is doing in Florida. That is an extremely strong states' rights message coming from that sector. And then we have, of course, the audits. All of the big reports are about to come out. Arizona is done, and they're about to submit their report. Antrim County in Michigan is blowing up. Pennsylvania, Georgia is blowing up. So everything that you and I have talked about leading up to this point is all coming to fruition. And the fact that the audits were absolutely going to be a death blow to them is turning out to be true. So am I surprised that Biden is doing all this? No, I'm not surprised at all. I mean, they really don't have any other choice. And so it does make sense to hear that Biden is the one who's doing all this. And to think that the postal workers are going to be given a pass and none of the other unionized federal workers are not. I mean, they're all going to be stampeding to their locals and saying, oh, no, 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 no. We're not doing this either. You know, it's just, it's going to just be like wildfire going through.
Yeah, not to mention the lawsuits that will come as a result of people being forced to, you know, divulge their private medical information and all of this stuff. I was very interesting what you mentioned about how the fact that you haven't seen or heard of Kamala Harris in a while.
Right.
And it's like, you know, that's strange. And then 25th Amendment's being pushed by the deep state. Like, they're the ones talking about it. So that means they don't want Biden in charge. If Kamala's not around, maybe they don't even want her in charge either. That leaves Pelosi, basically. So what are your thoughts there? I mean, she's at the end of her her season in life as well. So they always want to try to get some kind of Clinton or Obama in there. You know, what are your thoughts?
Well, look at what's happening right now. Pelosi came out and wants to fine everybody for not wearing a mask. The pushback was fast and furious. Look at the Freedom Caucus and the public press conferences they're holding outside the Capitol right now. They're calling for her ouster as a majority leader. And if they do that, of course, she's not going to be in line. That's the whole purpose of getting her out of that position. So I think you're absolutely right. I think they are looking to have this do a skip. In other words, take things have happened. So anything out all their stops to try to real control out of this situation as they can. And I just don't buy it. I don't think any of that is going to work. And I don't think any of it is going to work because of the reasonings we've already stated in past presentations, that this is just dramatics, that the white hats really are in control. And this is all a psychological play, a pantomime to get the American people to really realize that this is all crazy, insane nonsense, and that this is going to unify America. And it's already unifying America. People don't want to be stuck with needles. They just don't. This is a total nonpartisan issue. Nobody wants that. And no manner of scare tactics, I don't think, are going to work. So if that's what they think, I don't see that happening either.
People don't want to get vaccinated. People don't want to get tested. They don't want those swabs stuck up in their nasal passages into their brain. They don't want to mask themselves or their children. This should be an obvious human rights issue that unites all Americans. And it's putting the pressure on the American people. It's saying to them, you need to stand up. You need to make this your fight. You know, this is not about some kind of squabble between different elites to control the masses. This is supposed to be the Great Awakening, where the masses rise up and say, this is what we demand. This is what we want for our country and for our future. And so I'm looking around and I'm not seeing that happen yet. You know, we're not at that critical mass. We're not at that critical time where, like, it's really uniting people of both sides of the aisle yet. But it's getting there, you know, and it is exciting to see. I just heard today that Jovan Pulitzer got fully funded to do a statewide audit in Michigan today. So, we've got these amazing inventors and technology experts that have so much credibility, and you can't attack the messenger when you have a messenger that's so credible. And then they're going to be giving, you know, that forensic evidence that the deep state claims is doesn't exist. So, you know, that's one of those things is going to have, like, you on one side, you have rationality and you have reason and you have real science. And on the other side, you have pure propaganda. That's all this confusing flip-flops. Like first they say, get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Then they say you have to wear a mask even if you're vaccinated. First they say kids can't get COVID. And then they say kids have to wear masks. And it's just, it's all a whim. It's all according to whatever their authoritarian talking points are on a day-to-day basis. It has nothing to do with actual reason or policy or what have you. So that should wake up the people in this country who can still think, who still have an IQ above sheep.
And look at the blowback they're getting on critical race theory. Here you've got parents, and this is a spreading phenomenon. This isn't isolated incidents. This is school boards all over the country. Parents are going in there and demanding, and some of them are getting arrested for doing so, that they get rid of critical race theory. Now, those people are all getting together and talking. Happen, but that's what they're going to now come to the vaccination arena. And with all of the really bad missteps that the deep state has done on that subject, those conversations are going to start moving into real blowback on that front as well, where parents are absolutely reached the end of their rope and they're just going to start pulling their kids out of school and do whatever they can, get together with their neighbors, their community, and start homeschooling their kids. You're going to see that, I guarantee, happening in larger and larger numbers. So what Trump told us, what Q told us in terms of how the American people are going to react when they see what's really going on and the actions of the deep state, that will be the turning point. And I think this is exactly what we're seeing. And I think it's accelerating. And I think this is all going to really start moving very quickly now. And again, when those audit reports come out, that's really going to be bombs going off. So this is really, we're seeing it. It's unfolding. It's happening right now. And I think at this point, they're hoping that they can foist this all on Biden and have him take the fall, which, of course, we all know is not how it's going to end up.
Right. Eventually, you know, a hand has to be forced with this election result. You know, the Supreme Court is going to have to rule or not rule. You know, something's going to have to happen that just forces a conclusion to this legal issue. And then the American people are going to have their own reaction to whatever that decision or non-decision is. And then, of course, the military also has that option to step in if the Supreme Court refuses to play a role to decide this legal issue. So that's really going to be a crescendo. And then you have this back to school thing. You know, people are going back to school next month, and people are going to have to decide whether they're going to vaccinate or mask their own children. And so this is, once again, building up to that conflict level of the saga where the pressure is put on parents and families to stand up for the rights of their families. So, yes, that's going to have a ripple effect on the nationwide, you know, scale as the audits and the mask pushing and the lockdown pushing. People are done with these lockdowns, Jim. They want to go to work. They want to go into their grocery stores to get their food. They want to be able to do everything because they got a taste of freedom now. You know, all of the lockdowns are over. They don't have to wear their masks when they go everywhere. And they're like, oh yeah, this is what normal life is like. And they don't see anyone dropping down dead in front of them from the Delta variant, even though the Delta variant is what they, you know, push that fear porn to try to make everyone afraid. But you look around on the streets and you don't see hospitals overrun with patients or anything. There is no pandemic. It's a complete psychological war on you and your family, and they're trying to force you to comply, and they're trying to get you to do those nasal swabs so they can collect your genetic data and index you so they can design more viruses to target you and your ethnicity and everything. Yes. They want to put nanotechnology in your bodies with these vaccines. Like, once you start waking up, you start to see a much more sinister agenda, and we've got this hard line. We do not comply with this type of anti-humanity agenda. And so when people really hold that boundary and the deep state keeps pushing it, you know, people are going to stand up. It's going to be a second American Revolution. So, you know, hopefully we can all handle this peacefully. Hopefully the white hats, the military will do the violence so that the people don't have to. But if you push the American people and you try to knock on their door and force them to get vaccinated, they will respond.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about that. And the whole PCR testing thing. Notice that they want everybody to this mass testing situation. Well, who just bought the PCR testing companies? That's Soros and Gates. They just bought that company. And now they want to test every human being on the planet. So there's a connection. And again, people hearing these things, and at first they're saying, oh, you know, that's a theory, conspiracy theory. I don't really buy that stuff. But then it's like, oh, wait, they really did do that. They really did buy that testing company. Okay, that doesn't sit right. You know, the numbers of people, they can't hide anymore. Gates, you know, the deep state, their agents can't hide anymore. If people now know who they are, they know who Soros is, they know who Gates are, they know what these people are doing, and they're starting to go, this doesn't smell right. The whole thing is really starting to go off the rails in terms of plausibility and normalcy, you know, and even people who have a normalcy bias are starting to be converted. This is, again, to watch the deep state do what they're doing is, in a funny way, de-hypnotizing the American people. And so now they're kind of shaking their head like they're coming out of a coma going, wait a minute, hold on. You know, I suddenly something ain't right here. And I think we're going to really start to see that spread. And more people are just going to get into that new frame of mind and want it all to stop.
Yeah, the more aggressive the deep state gets with their cultural warfare against us, pushing the pedophilia, pushing the trans agenda, you know, all of this stuff, it just wakes people up. It just makes them realize what's going on. It dehypnotizes them. Another X factor we didn't discuss is the John Durham situation. I don't like to call it a report because I just think it's going to be indictments. I don't think there's going to be a report. So John Durham, the press can't find him. They can't see him. He's invisible. He has no statements. This guy is still an X factor. We have to calculate that that's a possibility, that he could be indicting some high level deep state agents and waking people the heck up. So I'm waiting anxiously for that. I know a lot of people have lost hope about that because it's taken so long. But timing is everything. And Q has talked about how this is precision military timing. So, I wouldn't count Durham out for the count. So we've run out of time today. You know, I'm just going to give my final thoughts here that we can't be scared of this aggressive push of the lockdowns and the vaxes and the masks. We have to have faith in something deeper, that it's going to be okay, that we can stand our ground. We can believe in human rights for ourselves and our families. We don't need to be scared into losing our incomes and all of that stuff. We need to be able to hold that ground and say, you know what? There's something deeper at play here. I'm going to be taken care of. I can take care of myself and my family without the government, without corporate America. We have millions upon millions of patriots. We have our own patriot economy. We can support each other. We can buy and sell to each other. We don't need these corporate and government overlords to just, sanction our economic life. So we need to get together. We need to support each other. And we can overcome this together because it's all on us. We are the answer. We are the cure to the deep state. So it's only through that unity and through that awakening that it can happen. So that's on all of us. We need to go and, you know, go to the town meetings, go to the school board meetings and have our voices be heard and demand human rights for our communities. So thanks for watching today, the Sean Morgan Report, every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern on American Media Periscope. We thank our sponsors, Sovereign Advisors, who offer a free consultation on gold and silver. So if you want to get out of that deep state stock market bubble system and get into sound money, you can talk to Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's his PhD in economics, so he's a good guy to talk to. And I thank my guest, Jim Cutler from etherealc.com. And thank you to the audience. You guys are true patriots. Thank you to God for watching over us and protecting our program. And everyone, we'll see you next week, Friday, 6 p.m. Thank you.
Bye-bye.